This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. Last week, I read a personal letter from Peter Olaf Nelson of Stafford Township to his soon-to-be second wife, Anna Peterson, which his granddaughter, Muriel Fievold, shared with me. Today, I'll tell more about its early days, which was in the Rose Times region on June 2, 2007, in Charlene Haugen's Your Heritage column for the Rose Oconee Museum. There were a few more details in Pioneers, O Pioneers, which I've added. Peter O. Nelson was born in Sweden in 1876. In May 1880, in the company of his father, mother, three sisters, and three brothers, Peter came to America, arriving in Minneapolis in June. The family settled at Dassel in Meeker County, where they lived for 8 years before coming to Rose Oconee. In 1889, Peter's father homesteaded 1 mile south of what is now Roseau. The early settlers living here at that time would go to the Red River Valley region to do harvesting and threshing as a means of making a living until they were able to clear their own land. In October 1890, at the age of 14, Peter made a trip to Argyle with a yoke of oxen. His father and brother were working there in the harvest fields, earning money to tide them over the winter months. Peter was going to pick them up. It took 3 days to make the trip. There were only three stopping places between home to his destination, and by the time he reached the Tamarack River, it was dark. He did not know where his next stopping place would be when he noticed a light off the trail. He thought it could be a farm with a place to spend the night. As he came nearer, he found it to be only a burning straw pile. He wearily turned his oxen around and headed back to the trail and continued in the darkness to Argyle. He could hear the wolves howling all about him as he drove. After picking up his father and brother, they purchased a supply to take back to their home. Flour could not be freighted into the area 1 year because of wet conditions, but they managed without it. They had plenty of milk, so they made a large round cheese, which was sliced and buttered in place of bread. There was also a scarcity of coffee, so they ground roasted barley and wheat to take the place of coffee. Their food consisted mostly of wild cranberries, which they froze in kegs. Cheese, fish, wild game, butter, bread, and milk made up the rest of their diet. Clothing was too costly, so the family made trousers and gloves from grain sacks. Shoes of a sort were made like moccasins from tanned sheepskins. Peter operated a dray line to Thief River Falls before the railroad was established, and later between Greenbush and Roseau. For a time, he served as postmaster in the Dodd Post Office, which was located in Section 20 of Stafford Township. He married Mary Rosine in 1897. That same year, he homesteaded in Stafford Township and lived there until 1916. That homestead was later owned by Peter's grandson, Liddell Nelson. The family lived in Malung Township until 1917. He then rented the Emanuel Erickson Farm in Stafford. In 1918, he lived on what was later the Russell Dahlgren farm. In 1919, he bought the farm where his daughter Marie and her husband Elbridge Pike lived later. When his wife Mary died in 1921, following the birth of their 10th child, he married Anna Peterson in 1922. They had two more daughters together. The Nelsons were members of the Stafford Baptist Church. Peter resided at Sheltering Oaks Rest Home in Roseau the last years of his life and passed away in 1971 at the age of 95. Many descendants of the Nelson family still reside in Roseau County. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.